Well, I'd like to say that I was disappointed that all of this got blown so far out of proportion.
Absolutely.
It was basically an issue of the language in two books, or one book specifically. The language and the idea that all whites are bad, all whites are racist. Okay, I think that's what I've been hearing. And then it's become this issue of Pocahontas County schools don't support teaching racism. They don't support all of this. None of that is true.
None.
So where did all of that come from? And I really, Joe, I have to give you a lot of the responsibility for this happening at all. You had three English teachers, all of them I think are quality, two of which said, whoa, one said, no, I want to go with it. Okay, but you needed to investigate a little more. You didn't breeze through the books. You needed to read the books. Then you needed to realize that these books might be a bit controversial. You know your community. And if you'd realized that from the beginning and done what you're now planning to do, I think this would never have been an issue. Because Ms. Mann could have continued her discussions on racism, which is a necessary issue. No question about it. And I give her credit for being courageous enough to stand up and try to do that. But there's other books that could be used just as effectively. And if it hadn't been just given to especially freshmen, I wouldn't have a question in my mind if it had been given to older kids. But these kids, especially this year, Ms. Bland explained, they went to school for what, a month in September, maybe? I'm not even sure they went that long. So, and then they were out of school, and they've only really been back in school for another month, maybe. So they don't know each other. They haven't become a group yet. There are a whole bunch of individuals trying to still find their way around the high school. So it was bad timing for freshmen. Now, my question to you, Joe, is, Mr. Bean spelled out some very specific steps. Are you going to follow them? Are you going to take them to heart and use them?
Yes, ma'am.
And if you do that, I think we're not going to have this issue. And I don't like, when we talk diversity, I think we have to include not just race. We have to include diverse opinions, diverse beliefs, and not to demean white Christian children or adults who stand up for what they believe. are willing to say that, and as well as black non-Christian parents, you know, anybody. And I think that's what needs to be taught in our schools.